Every moment is so different from each other. There are ways in which we are obviously so much more visible, accepted, open. There's so much more possibility for us today than, say, looking at the 1950s, obviously, which is a moment, I think, of intense homophobia, internalized, externalized, and very much of the kind of homophobia we think of today. But when I go back further, I look at the Victorian era. I mean, you have to imagine the Victorian world, right? These were people who lived almost entirely men among men, women among women, unless it was a member of your family. So we don't think we see homosexuality very often there. And I would say, as we think of it today, we don't. But these people were living lives where it was expected for them to have incredibly intense homosocial relationships between men, between women. And I think that we can only understand what we think of today as homosexuality against the backdrop of the death of Victorian homosociality. What becomes obvious after that moment is people who spend too much time with each other, whose friendships between their own sex are too intense. But in 1820, that wasn't visible because those intense friendships were proper. And so I don't think you can even have a sense of sexuality as we think of it today as existing then.